Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the 80th game of the year and game five, a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by the pitching coach, Will Shearholz. Will, thanks much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Some of the biggest news of the year came out last night and has filtered through throughout the day of Abner Uribe getting promoted to the big leagues. How happy are you for him?
I'm incredibly excited for Abner. When I heard the news last night, you know, it honestly brought tears to my eyes a little bit. I know how much work he's put into this game and how much he loves to play the game of baseball. And to see a kid like that get a chance to make his dreams come true and go to the big leagues, it was just truly special. It was only a matter of time for him. I knew it was coming at some point this year. But what an incredible blessing that it's been to be able to spend some time with him this season and see him get a chance to go to the show.
How special was that to spend some time with him this season after he only made two appearances last year and missed a majority of the season, and then you get to spend the first couple of months with him on his way to the big leagues this year?
It was incredible. I got a little bit of experience with Abner in the fall, out in the Arizona Fall League. He was there with me. So my relationship goes back for close to a year now with him. But he's a special kid and a special player. He just plays the game with so much emotion, so much passion. Absolutely loves baseball, loves being around his teammates, loves being out on a field. He's just a great all-around kid and a truly special player.
We all know how incredible he is on the field, a 103-mile-an-hour fastball, a 90-mile-an-hour slider, which is just a ridiculous pitch. But off the field, how special was it to have Abner in this clubhouse?
Oh, he was fantastic. You know, he's still just a kid. I mean, he's still just a kid. He loves to have fun. The players love them. Players love spending time with him. I know he developed some really close personal relationships with guys like Justin Jarvis and Jefferson Caro. But he was great to have in this clubhouse and kept things light for us for sure.
Talking about big moments, not only is Abner Uribe on the verge of making his big league debut, but the guys get to watch a couple of their teammates today play in the Futures game out in Seattle. How special has this whole week been of Abner getting promoted to the big leagues, Justin Jarvis getting a promotion to AAA, and now Jefferson Caro and Jackson Churio are hanging out in Seattle getting set for the Futures game?
It's just incredible. First, when I got the news last week of Jarvis going to AAA, that was a special one for me as well. With me getting to work with him for the last 2 years and seeing how much he's developed and matured over that time, and he's done nothing but earn his way to AAA with how he's pitched over the last two seasons, so that was great. Obviously the Abner Uribe news was pretty special. We've already touched a little bit on that, but seeing Caro and Churio get a chance to go out to the Futures game, I mean, it's an unbelievable experience for him. Churio's pretty expected there as the number three prospect in baseball, and he's done nothing but perform well in this league. But Caro, similar to Jarvis, earned his way there, earned his way up the prospect rankings, and has completely dominated this league as a 20-year-old catcher, just doing things that I haven't seen from other players. It's been truly special for me to be able to work with him as a catcher and see him work with our pitchers. He just does a great job, works his tail off to get where he is now.
We've talked about accolade after accolade after accolade, and everyone we're talking about is under the age of 22 years old. How special of a time is it to be in the Brewers organization right now?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, you see all this young talent that we've gotten a chance to have here in Biloxi, and we're the youngest team in this league, specifically with the position players. Position players are by far the youngest team in this league. So it's a good time to be a Milwaukee Brewer to see all this young talent coming through the pipeline.
And especially seeing TJ Shook strike out 11 in a spot start on Monday. How much fun was that for you to watch?
It was awesome. Shooky's done a really good job for us this year. He's saved our bullpen. When he was still pitching out of the bullpen, he has saved the bullpen several times, covering length for us. And it's been a seamless transition to get him back into a starting role. Obviously, he's got a lot of experience doing that, being a starter last year. But he's done a really nice job, and that was probably the most dominant start I've seen from anybody in a Shuckers uniform this year, but definitely from Shook in the 2 years now that I've been able to work with him.
What worked so well for him on Monday?
command of every pitch in his arsenal. He had a really good fastball that night. Changeup's been his best weapon for him. He had that going for him. But the curveball took a big step forward, and he executed that at a really high clip as well. He was just on the attack from pitch one. Like, he did not give the opposing lineup any room to breathe.
We've talked about promotions, big awards, great performances. There was a promotion on the coaching side of things that we've yet to touch on yet. Your bullpen coach, Josh Spence, got promoted to be the pitching coach of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. How special has that been to see him thrive with the Timber Rattlers so far?
Oh, that was a great thing for Josh. You know, him getting a chance to be the jefe down in Appleton and work with the pitchers, or up in Appleton, I should say. It's truly special to be able to see him move on and get an opportunity to do that. Josh is an unbelievable person, an unbelievable coach. I know the young guys up there in Appleton are going to do nothing but thrive with the help of his coaching.
And Paul Moeller has come up from the Arizona Complex League to join your staff as the bullpen coach. How much fun has it been to have him up in Biloxi, or west of Biloxi, east of Biloxi, but in Biloxi?
It's been great to have Paul on staff. He's an excellent coach. He's been a great resource for our guys in the bullpen so far. I had a little bit of experience with him working down in spring training the last couple years, and have a really good relationship with Paul. So it's been a seamless transition to get him here to Biloxi.
Well, Will, thanks much for joining us. I know we're all incredibly excited to watch Abner's debut.
Same here, man. I cannot wait to see Abner pitch.
Thanks so much. This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos at 6:05.